He is the son of a terrorist. He says he wants his father to stop the violence. CNN's Anish Raman interviewed Omar bin Laden.
At first glance, 26-year-old Omar seems the image of a modern Middle East. He drives a Jeep, has dreadlocks, and his wife is a British national. You'd never guess, this is Osama bin Laden's son.
What age did you start training with Al-Qaeda?
No, I started training maybe in 14.
As a child, Omar was a soldier in his father's army, training in Afghanistan like so many others. But by 2000, Omar felt Al-Qaeda was heading for a fight he didn't want any part of.
After a few years, we started the war, the fight coming bigger and bigger. And when I see a lot of things like being bigger and my eyes open on all a lot of things, and I think better if I go outside and see how the life outside.
It was a decision, Omar says, his father accepted.
He told me, if this is your what?
Your choice, your decision.
Yeah, your decision. But I can tell you, I like to be with me, but if you, this is your decision.
So father and son went their separate ways. But for Omar, there was no running from the bin Laden name, not after September 11, 2001.
Where were you when 9/11 happened? How did you first learn about it?
I am in Saudi Arabia.
Did you immediately think your father was behind it when you saw the news?
Yeah, maybe.
And what went through your mind?
That time I'm younger, I don't know what like, how I have to feel.
He was only 18, 19.
Sure, when I say something killed, I feel sad.
7 years later, his father is now the world's most wanted man.
Are you in touch with your father at all right now?
Sure not.
Do you have any idea where he is?
No.
Do you think that he will ever get caught?
I don't think so.
The reason Omar says wherever Osama is, the people around him will never turn.
The people there is different from here. The people there is has freedom between them and the God. They can do anything by God's permission. They didn't care about government.
As for Omar, he's caught between love of a father.
Do you think that your father is a terrorist?
No, I don't think my father is a terrorist.
And a hatred of tactics that kill innocent civilians.
I like to say to my father, try to find another way to help or to find your goal. And this is a bomb, or this is whippet.
Weapons.
Weapons. He's not good to use it for anybody.